Have you ever thought about killing yourself? Have you looked at the razor? Imagine you're looking at a razor on the shelf in your shower. And even though you look away from that razor, you know it's still there. If you're longing for relief, it's hard to ignore that razor. Or imagine that you're driving down the highway and you wonder what it would be like to drive your car off the side of the road. Now, I know most people, when they drive down the road, down the highway, they're not thinking about driving their car off the road. But if you're longing for relief, that thought makes sense to you. Have you ever thought about killing yourself? I have. Now, to tell my story, we have to travel back about 20 years in time. It's March 1999. Todd's in pharmacy school at the University of Minnesota. We're living in the married and family housing that's part of the university in Minneapolis. I've just been laid off from my job, and I'm 9 months pregnant. Todd's been reading as much research that he can find on breastfeeding. I'm reading all of my birthing books, and I'm watching way too many episodes of TLC's A Baby Story. But we're excited, and we're happy, and we're ready. We have a plan. It's March 17th. I'm 11 days overdue. After many failed interventions, our doctor recommends that we induce labor. But Todd's in school, and it's exam week, and he asks me to delay and to wait to induce labor for 2 more days. Having to induce labor was not part of our birthing plan. It's March 19th. Todd and I arrive at St. John's Hospital in Maplewood. We're excited, we're ready, because today is the day that George is going to be born. It's the middle of the morning. They use Pitocin to induce my labor. But what they don't tell me is that Pitocin brings on these immediate and very intense contractions. Your body doesn't have any time to become accustomed to the pain. And while I think I have a pretty high pain tolerance, it becomes very clear very quickly that our plan not to use pain intervention for delivery is not going to happen. It's later in the evening. It's been a long day of intense pain, pain medication, 2 spinal blocks that have confined me to my bed. But the relief feels good. At 10:30, I spike a fever and George's heart rate goes down. I slowly turn my head over to Todd and I say, "I think I'm going into surgery." An emergency cesarean section is never part of anybody's birthing plan. At 11:30, Friday, March 19th, 1999, George is born. But because he's not breathing well, they have to rush him to NICU to give him oxygen to help him breathe. I have to sleep with a Polaroid picture of George that the nurse brings to me. I have to wait 12 hours to get to hold him. I spend the next 4 days in the hospital recovering from my surgery. I have to sit in my hospital room and listen to other women give birth to their babies. They are going to get to have or get to tell the birth story that I will never get to tell. We bring George home. We try in earnest to breastfeed, but it's not working. He won't latch on. Todd has to head back to school, and I'm exhausted. I begin to resent George for being born. I blame him for how he's ruining my life. I remember at night when I would wake up and feed him, I would look down at him, and I would think, I don't like you. You're ruining everything. Look how you're changing everything. I didn't enjoy being a new mom. The next part of my story happens 2 years later. Remember the razor on the shelf in the shower? Remember the thought about driving off the road? Remember the longing for relief? Todd and I are living in Roseville now. He's graduated and is working. George is a toddler now. One day, Todd comes home, and he comes over to me, and he says that he has something very important that he has to ask me. He takes my hands into his, and he looks at me, and he asks, have you been thinking about killing yourself? And I stop, and I pause, and I think to myself, what should I say? What should I do? How should I react? And then I realize there's only one thing that I can say to him. I say yes. When I said yes to Todd, what I didn't realize is that I was saying yes to the stigma of mental illness. When I said yes to Todd, what I didn't realize is that I was saying yes to having to confront feelings about myself that I was less than, broken, defective, weak. When I said yes to Todd, what I didn't realize is that I was saying yes to a lifetime of medication. And when I said yes to Todd, what I didn't realize is that I was saying yes to diving deep into my family of origin to try to understand my diagnosis of depression. But the good news is that my story does have a happy ending. As you all know, George has grown into a fine young man. We love him, he's happy, we're proud of him. And for me, my story has a happy ending too. Because I'm here, and I'm alive. Because I had to learn how to create a new plan for myself, a plan for survival. I had to come to terms with the fact that I will have to take medication for the rest of my life to keep myself alive. I've had to accept that my depression will never go away, as much as I wish it would. But the best thing that I've learned, the most important thing that I've learned to choose life over death. Even in those darkest days when all I want is relief. Thank you.